Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And we're here with Smit E. Smitty.
You got it. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much for having me in. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Yes, I love coming here. This is actually is about the third time, I believe, that I've been on Mikey D, live with Mikey D. The first time was back in the late 80s when Mikey was still with us. And I came in here and did a live set with those famous monsters. So this show, this format is very near and dear to my heart. I love it.
Yeah, I wasn't around back then. I think I was probably 5 years old or something. I'm only joking.
You're in middle school.
I'm like 100 years old. Yeah.
Oh, I know I got you beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you very much for having me. I came in to play some tracks from two of the bands I'm with, Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, and the band I still play drums in, Little Billy Lost. We have some shows coming up, and I wanted to make everybody aware of these shows that are coming up. So may I do that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first one that's like coming up super fast, it's this Friday at Kodo in Salem, is with my Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones band, and we're playing with Jimmy Mahalaris, who does a solo acoustic act as Pink, and a local Salem band by the name of Hyber. Also on the bill is this band who's just hotter than hot, Corner Soul.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere in the rock and roll rumble, and
everybody
Everybody was like, whoa. Where have these guys been?
And they're amazing. And actually, we'll talk about the one show that's coming up too. But I was able to get them to play Kodo this Friday, and they're going to be playing with us again in November. But so the last band, so then Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, we're playing for Kodo this Friday, and the last band on the bill is this amazing performance rock artist by the name of Marianne Toilette. And her band is Marianne Toilette and the Runs. And I can't wait to see them. They really look like they're a lot of fun. The doors open at 8 o'clock. And Jimmy Mahalaris is going to go on at 8. He's going to do an acoustic act. And then we're going to have Hyber, Corner Soul, Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, and Marianne Toilette and the Runs. $8 cover. And Kodo does a weird thing where they actually, it's 18 plus up until 11 p.m., and then I guess they kick all the
old people have to leave. Everybody who's over 21.
Exactly. So then, you know, when it turns 11, the 18 to 20-year-olds got to leave, but if you're 21, you can stay for the whole thing. But it's a very interesting way to do it. I think because it's a restaurant, they're allowed to have younger people in there, but, you know, when it gets late, and they just like, nope, sorry, you got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first big event coming up at Kodo. And then a week from Friday, the band that I still play drums in, Little Billy Lost, we're playing at Square Root in Roslindale.
So Square Root, I remember that from school, like Square Root of -1.
Oh, man.
So is this like an imaginary place? I've never been to this place.
Oh, man.
Where is this place?
So it's in Roslindale, which is actually part of, you know, it's a township of Boston.
I know Roslindale from a John Pohida song.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of Boston. It's in sort of what? I guess it would be in the southern western corner of Boston.
Like, it's near Hyde Park and
yes,
JP.
Right next door.
Yeah.
And it's only like 17 minutes from where I live. I'm down in Milton, so I love playing there. But it's a great place. This will be the second time we played there. They're doing a great job there. Great music, great setup. And so a week from Friday, October 25th, Little Billy Lost will be playing at Square Root with Justine's Black Threads, which is Justine Cavalt's band, you know. From
yeah, she was on this show a little while ago doing some solo acoustic. And
yes.
Blew the
very
doors
talented
off this place.
We incredibly talented.
We had to get new doors.
Yes. So she's on the bill. And then we also have the very talented, the Chelsea Curve. And the great thing about the Chelsea Curve is one of the singer bass players in the band is one of the singers in Smitty Smitty, Linda Bean Pardee.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah. So
she's
I'm
a rock star.
Oh, she's awesome. And so Little Billy Lost. And then they added a artist who's getting ready to move to Japan. And I guess she's going to go to Japan for like 2 years. And so Anthony, the guy who books it, He said, do you mind if we add this artist at the end of the night? Her name is Sarah Kolb, and the name of her band is Sarah Kolb and the Sagamore James Band. And so, and I've seen her videos and listened to her music. She is like crazy talented. And I guess he's very good friends with her, and he wanted her to play one time before they took off to Japan for 2 years. So she's going to end the night at Square Root a week from this Friday. So we're very excited about that. And then going way down the pike into November, Smitty Smitty and the Festones are going to be playing again at Once, Saturday, November 23rd.
That's like right across the street from my apartment, pretty
much.
There
you go. Wow. I like that area. That's a nice area. Good restaurants. Smitty Smitty and the Festones, we're going to start the night off at 9 p.m., followed by Power Slut.
We love Power Slut.
Are they a great or what?
Yeah, and they have the best t-shirts.
Yes, they do. And so I'm originally from Detroit, and about half my Facebook friends are from Detroit. Every single one of them said, what a great band name. Ooh. It's like, yeah, and they're a great band, too.
Wait until you hear the songs.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Every song's a hit.
I love them. And then we get treated to have Corner Soul on the bill.
Again.
So, we get...
It's like deja vu all over again.
It is like deja vu. And we're ending the night with an amazing band, the Rupert Selection. And I can't believe that we've got this lineup. Smitty Smitty and the Festones, Power Slup, Corner Soul, and the Rupert's Selection at Once on Saturday, November 23rd. So, Kodo this Friday, the Square Root a week from Friday, and Once getting into November. And really, I just... I'm so excited about all these shows, and I really appreciate you letting me come in and talk about them, Andrew.
We definitely appreciate you guys coming in, you and yourself and your and your fez and your kilt.
My kilt and my fez.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so we're going to play a Smitty E. Smitty song.
Thank you.
So that the people out there... can you like know what they're up against?
Yes,
know
indeed.
whether they can handle it, or whether they need to. They need more.
We should have a warning mark on our live performances. Definitely.
All right, here we go, Smitty, Smitty. We are back.
Yeah.
Smitty, Smitty.
That was Big Bad Boy by Smitty, Smitty. So when I recorded this CD, I did it as Smitty, Smitty. But now that I have a band, and my band is so good, and I love my band so much...
That's a good thing to do, to yes. have a band that you love.
Love them.
Nobody does that. That's a crazy idea.
Well, you know, I mean, if you play in enough bands, you know, getting a bunch of people together that have chemistry and get along and just really know how to play nice with each other is no small thing. And, of course, I made it even more difficult by making sure, including myself, that it was a 9-piece band. So every band member you add... You increase the possibility of having problems, but everybody gets along great. When we have rehearsals, was Eddie Nowak, Crazy Eddie, said that we got together for a party and a band broke out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we have a great time together, and I think it really shows in our live performances that we do. You know, we get along so well, and I'm very excited. We're all very excited about playing Kodo this Friday. We're calling it Amping Up for Halloween, which, of course, if you know, in New England, we know that in Salem, Halloween pretty much starts at the end of August and goes to like the end of the year. And Sammy Avola, who's in the band, he lives in Salem, and he's told me that Salem is pretty much becoming a 365 day a year Halloween, you know, town, city. So, you know, so the show we're doing, it's not the weekend right before Halloween, but it's in the middle of October, and we figured, you know what, Halloween theme, amping up for mm-hmm. Halloween. And we definitely are coming dressed, amping up for Halloween.
Well, I wear costumes every day, all year.
There you go. Every day is like Halloween.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that, and it's going to be a very fun time. All the bands on the bill are great, and I'm really looking forward to it. So it looks like you've got a Little Billy Lost CD in your hand.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. I think it just it just flew out of the ceiling somewhere.
Well, so, you know, Little Billy Lost, again, a week from Friday, October 25th, Justine's Black Threads, The Chelsea Curve, Little Billy Lost, and Sarah Kolb and the Sagamore James Band. We're going to be at the Square Root. And, the very first song. It's actually, this song that you're about to play is not part of the CD that we sell. We sell it as a separate single, but I put it as the first song on the CD that I gave you. It's called Magdalena.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded that at Woolly Mammoth.
Famous.
Yes, famous Woolly Mammoth with Mr. Minahan.
Who looks exactly the same
as he did
when he won the Rumble like 500 years ago.
It's amazing. He really, I think he still wears the same clothes too.
I hope he washes them.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe he's already a hologram.
He could be. He could be, Andrew. I didn't, you know what? I didn't, maybe I need to hug him next time I see him just to see.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Drive. I knew when I found her, my ship had come in. She lets me to slip, smoking cigars in his blue underwear. We danced on the roof, we ate off the floor, and when it was over, I left it for more. My Magdalena, she's my Magdalena, she's my Magdalena, she's my Magdalena.
I like the kind of unexpected things in the, like in the middle there, kind of the bridge part. It sounded a little bit like Led Zeppelin-y, like right. folky. And then it sounded like The Who, and it's like, what? This is like a tour.
Well, I think that's David Minahan's influence. That song did naturally do a little dip there before we came into the recording studio, but that's Dave's handiwork. He took it to the next level. I mean, really working with Mr. Minahan at Woolly Mammoth is, you get your money's worth, that's for sure.
So where did the fezzes and the kilts, where did those come from? Is that like...
Right. So the beauty part is really when you think about it, a fez and a kilt have nothing to do with each other at all.
No, like none. You never see them together. Never.
Ever. But I kind of knew, you know, so I have a whole array of different fezzes, maroon, white, black, gray, a lot of different fez colors. But when I was thinking about going with a kilt, so Smitty, it's a nickname, of course. Mm-hmm. If you tried to do a family, trace my family roots from the Smith part, you'd have no luck. What I actually am is a Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And so I looked up the cartan, the colors for Fitzgerald. Well, they're white, red, and blue. And it's just like for rock and roll. I mean, it's a nice, you know, plaid. But it's just like, I can't see myself getting on stage with the Fitzgerald color, even though that's what I am. Mm-hmm. So I went black. Well, the moment you go black, now you've got your leather jacket, you got your black kilt, you got, you know, I've got plenty of black fezzes. It's like, you know what? I can make this work. Mm-hmm. And so now it's...
So it's basically you in front of the mirror going, this looks good.
This looks good. How can I not get on stage with this? And, I definitely have a Celtic body, you know. I got some legs for a kilt, you know. It doesn't look strange on me. Mm-hmm. And the trick was I had to get some good black wool socks because I got to come up to your knee. Short socks or white socks, that ain't going to cut it. You got to have some nice wool socks with the kilt. And so the whole look. So it's kind of a sort of a punky, glam... kilt fez thing, which does get augmented as we move forward.
So Sammy's bringing in the kind of southern Irish from Italy.
That's right.
But they're still good Catholics.
Well, the beauty thing on Sammy is he definitely is a brother in arms in terms of dressing. He gets the performance element of a live show. I mean, he really gets it. And so when we get together to do a show, you know, Sammy, actually everybody in the band, I pretty much let them do whatever the heck they want. It's like just because I'm dressed this way, you guys don't have to follow suit. You can go ahead and wear whatever you want. But they definitely, you know, they saw that I was having fun with it. So, we have a look. And it'd almost be like a Cheap Trick on steroids. You know, everybody has their own look and it works. So I'm very excited about this Kodo show where, you know, everyone's going to be bringing their Halloween version of Smitty and the Fez Tones, and it just, I don't want to give anything away. I kind of have an idea what Sammy's going to wear, and yes, there will be a fez and there will be a kilt, but oh my goodness, there's going to be so much more for myself this Friday. Mm-hmm. And then, because then the following Friday at Square Root, that's technically the weekend before Halloween is generally considered the Halloween celebration weekend. A Little Billy Lost, I think, you know, we're going to put on some fun stuff for that show as well. So, you
Excellent.
Know,
I mean,
and, you know, it, even with the show on Friday as a audience member, you know, it is Salem. It's Halloween year round and definitely the entire month of October. If you want to, like, dress the part, please do. Come on down. Maybe I'll buy you a drink. Best costume, I'll buy you a drink.
My favorite thing about the Salem October thing is that's the only thing that people that live in Salem ever complain about.
Of course.
Is Halloween.
This is Sammy's story, but he tells it so good. He literally is like walking distance to downtown Salem, and it was the end of August. It's still sunny, and he sees a young woman park on his street wearing all black. She gets out of her car, and she pulls out a gigantic witch hat, huge, and puts it on and starts walking into downtown Salem. And Sammy looks at his wife, Lisa, and he looks at her and he goes, "And so it begins." I mean, and really, it just, yes, there are actual people live there when it does, you know, become October, all kinds of stories, you know, it does drive them nuts, but it's getting more and more popular, you know, the witches and Halloween and everything.
But, you know, I think Sammy can take it if we try to drive him nuts, you know.
Yes, absolutely. No,
well,
he's a big Salem promoter. He loves living in Salem. And, yeah, so, I mean, I try and get up there once in a while. And we'll just have dinner and drinks. Salem is a beautiful town. I mean, they got great museums there and the whole deal. It does, the traffic just gets a little thick in October.
So. All right, so let's give people a reminder of the shows.
This Friday, October 18th at Kodo. Music starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to start off with Jimmy Mahalaris as Pink, acoustic act that he does. Next band up is Hyber, a local Salem rock band, which I'm looking forward to playing with. And, of course, Cornerstole, who we all know and love, followed by Smitty and the Fez Tones, and we're going to end the night with Marianne Toilette and The Runs. $8 cover, 18 plus until 11, 21 after 11. And then a week from Friday at the Square Root, Friday, October 25th, we've got Justine's Black Threads at 8, the Chelsea Curve at 9, Little Billy Lost at 10, and we're going to, I completely forgot about this. We are actually going to have a special guest play with Little Billy Lost at the Square Root, the one and only Michael Scott Stewart. And
yeah, he's part of the On the Town family.
You got it. And I believe we're going to get him for two songs, so that'll be very exciting. And the end of the night, we're going to end the Square Root with Sarah Kolb and the Sagamore James Band, and then jumping way down, it's the Saturday right before Thanksgiving, Saturday, November 23rd, we're going to go to Once, and Smitty and the Fez Tones, we're going to start it off at 9 o'clock, followed by Power Slut, followed by, once again, Corner Soul, and we're going to end the night with the Rupert Selection. So these next three shows coming up, all of the bands on these bills, we're very excited, and you know, we're not at the tail end of 2019 yet, but we're getting there. And this is a nice way to sort of finish off the year. I'm very excited about it.
All right, thanks a lot, Smitty.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
When I tell her that I'm falling down. My own.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Over It from Patty Morals and My Own Hero from Lily Black and Voices Carry from Gangrene. And now we're going to hear some Will R.